This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. When the Boy Scouts of America announced last month that they would allow girls to join as Cub Scouts and earn the rank of Eagle Scout, a blog post that same day from the Girl Scouts of America said the benefit of single-gender environment has been well documented by educators, scholars, and other girl and youth-serving organizations, and Girl Scouts and their families. We're going to talk a little bit about what allowing girls to join the Boy Scouts means with Simon Purdy. He is Continuous Improvement and Strategic Manager for the Girl Scouts Heart of Michigan. He's also an instructor here at Western Michigan University in the Sociology Department. Thank you for being with us.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm excited to be here.
So first of all, explain a little bit about your role with Girl Scouts Heart of Michigan. What do you do?
Yeah, so the Girl Scouts Heart of Michigan spreads from where we cover the Heart of Michigan, from Kalamazoo to Lansing, Jackson, Ann Arbor / Ypsilanti, and all the way up through Saginaw. That's a lot of area to cover. We have lots of dynamic programming going on, and we're very much a data-driven organization. We want to make informed choices at, you know, every stage possible to make sure we're doing what's right for our members, what's right for our volunteers, and that's really where I come in. For the past 6 years now, I've been involved in the research and evaluation efforts with the Girl Scouts, doing all sorts of program evaluation as well as surveys of girls, of parents, of leaders to make sure that what we are offering, it's what is needed by the girls and it's what they want to do. So really my role in it is spread a little bit here in recent months to focus more on building and increasing and making more robust our membership. My role really is to help to offer informed decision making throughout all the processes of this large organization.
When it comes to leadership, Girl Scouts Heart of Michigan, are you an exception as a man that is part of that team, evaluation team?
It's interesting. Actually, this is one of the first questions I ever got when I told people I worked for the Girl Scouts. I said, what? It's not an exception, no. We have several male members throughout the organization. Our CEO, Jan Barker, she's amazing. She realizes the benefit of having a diversity of voices at the table, making decisions and helping to guide policy. So the Girl Scouts, while it is a girl-run organization, our big thing is girl-led. So at the troop level, when girls are interacting with one another, when we're leading troops, they are doing this. We have volunteers who help, but it's a girl-led program. So the idea is to give girls a voice, to let them make their own choices, their own decisions, and guide their own path, if you will. As far as getting men in the organization, we have male volunteers who lead troops. We have men. We have lots of camp rangers out at all of our properties around the state. We have lots of men involved, and I think that's a great thing. And we have some a program we call the Recruitment Campaign. We're trying to get more dads involved. Where it is a family activity. Lots of our programs are family activities. If oftentimes we think about Girl Scouts as mothers and their daughters, and we take grandparents, aunts and uncles, family, friends, people who have skills, who have talents to offer for programming. If you have an aunt who's a welder, right, we'd love to have her in. If you have an uncle who's an auto mechanic, we'd love to have him, sit down with some girls and teach them how to change the oil on a car or change the tire. These are the types of things that we want to get girls engaged with. So obviously coming up against stringent gender roles in society can be tricky, and people don't necessarily see Girl Scouts as something that can welcome that, but we certainly do.
So what is the feeling right now at the Girl Scouts Heart of Michigan about what this decision by the Boy Scouts to allow girls to join at certain levels? It's not necessarily across the board here. It's at certain points along the way. But what is the feeling about what that is going to mean specifically for girls who now might be interested or may be members of Girl Scouts?
Yeah, and this is, it's an interesting situation to be in. We're an organization that's often pushed, that always pushes for equality for girls. It's one of our kind of our main taglines. It's equality for girls. We have an Equality for Girls campaign. We're building out lots of programming to get women and young women and girls involved in things that they have traditionally run up against barriers in society. So we understand that. And there have been girls for a long time who've wanted to join Boy Scouts, who've wanted to gain the rank of Eagle Scout. And we do realize that. So it's a bit tricky because it's a, traditionally male organization, and now women are being allowed in. And to some extent, we celebrate that, right? We celebrate that step towards equality. But at the same time, and this is really, I think we'll get into this here in a moment with talking about the research, is when it comes to girls getting a leadership experience, building those leadership skills, there is definite benefit to doing that in a single gender organization. Girl Scouts has been around for over 100 years. We know what we're doing. We're the experts in developing girl leadership. We're also the experts in getting girls outdoors. So the idea that somehow Girl Scouts is lesser than to some degree, we completely don't agree with. But we definitely again, it's a tricky situation to be in. We see the advancements of women, and we appreciate that, we celebrate that. But at the same time, we also recognize that the Girl Scouts really does offer the programming that is tailored to girls and their experiences and what they want out of a leadership experience.
So what is some of the research regarding being a member of a single gender organization specifically for young girls?
Yeah, so there's a lot out there. In recent months, it's actually been great to kind of see a reinvigoration of the discussion of this research and hopefully more research in the future. A lot of it does come up with benefits for both co-education. A lot of it is based on education. So single gender schools, single sex schools versus co-ed schools. Now, in the state of Michigan, we really don't have very many, if at all, single gender schools. We have some schools that have done single gender classrooms or certain subject matters that they split off during the day. And the research that's been done nationwide and around the world really does bring in mixed results. So from the educational standpoint, there are definite benefits to being in a co-ed environment. There are also definite benefits, especially to young women, to being in a single gender environment. So the idea is, and there was a great study out of 2005, I can look up the authors if you want to have a link, that was kind of a large scale meta-analysis of all the studies on, or a large number of studies on single gender versus co-ed education. And they really did come up with mixed results. But some have interpreted that as meaning, oh, well, it doesn't matter what you do. But it does. And really, the idea is there are benefits of co-education. And most, just about everyone, we have a lot of homeschooled girls, but just about everyone who's out there in public schools and private schools is getting the co-ed environment already. What the Girl Scouts has to offer really is that benefit beyond that of the single gender organization. One of the biggest things I think that comes out of this is that girls are able to kind of take risks in a safe and healthy environment. So the idea that, again, with societal gender roles and things like that we're often up against, when a girl is in a co-ed environment, she might be, and again, this is one of those patterns we tend to see sociologically and society-wide, is that women tend to kind of back off from decision-making roles, from taking bold steps to start initiatives, to state their own ideas. And as unfortunate as that is, it is the reality. So if we have a single gender environment where girls are now free to express what they want, to say what they want, to go out and do the types of programming they want without that added stigma or pressure. And again, there are many great co-ed organizations out there, 4-H, for instance, that does great work. But we have, you know, this idea that if in this program that we've run for many, many years, that gets girls into a single gender environment where they are, you know, really able to blossom and develop these skills that they might not get otherwise.
Does age matter here? In other words, you know, does the environment for a 5-year-old have to be the same as it would be when they hit 12, 13, et cetera? Does it make more sense to maybe have boys and girls together in the same organization after they reach a certain point, whatever age we might agree that could be?
That's a very good question. And from what we've seen up to this point, there hasn't necessarily, and again, more research is certainly warranted on this, but there isn't a specific breaking point. We tend to think about maybe adolescence and kind of the teen years as that key stage where, you know, it would be nice to have those single gender organizations, but young girls as well. These types of stereotypes, gender roles, they are throughout the entire age range. So we offer programming from kindergarten through senior year of high school. And we think at every stage, there are definite benefits of that. So it's not just that there's a specific point where now single gender is important. If we can get girls involved in these kind of decision-making processes and planning their own path from kindergarten on, I think there's great benefit to that.
And there's also not a single point where it makes sense to merge either, you know, where you say, well, single gender up until this age, high school, et cetera.
Not that we've found, not necessarily. So again, there's certainly more research that's warranted, and I would love to see if anyone has, you know, ideas of or seen research in that. I've looked quite extensively, and I haven't necessarily found one that has a breakpoint that says this is where it would be beneficial to split or merge.
Is the idea of a single gender organization more important, again, going by the research here, for girls than it is for boys?
It does seem to be. So again, looking back at the research, we have benefits of co-ed and benefits of single gender. And there are benefits of the single gender being in a single gender educational environment for both boys and girls. And it does, a lot of it comes down to issues of self-esteem. A lot of it comes down to issues of feeling satisfied with the learning environment. There are those benefits for both boys and girls, but especially when it comes to self-image, issues of, you know, feeling like you have control over the over your educational path, that the single gender education for girls does seem to shine through a little bit more. And again, there's lots of research out there and many subjective claims, you know, from left field and right field, from every point, that really does build into this. So I wouldn't necessarily say that there are certain benefits only to girls or certain benefits only to boys, but it does seem like there are certain patterns where girls benefit more from single gender. A lot of that does come down to, and kind of a bit of a theoretical explanation, a lot of that comes down to those societal stereotypes and gender roles that we're playing into, where we expect, you know, certain things out of girls and certain things out of boys. And if we allow girls to develop their own path, that they are benefiting more from that necessarily than boys. But boys do certainly benefit from the single gender educational environments as well.
So speaking of developing your own path, NPR's story the day that the Boy Scouts made their announcement quoted a girl named Sydney Ireland, who was an unofficial member of a New York City Boy Scout troop. She said that she had wanted to be a Boy Scout for a long time. She saw what her brother was able to do as a Boy Scout. She wrote letters and made phone calls and that sort of thing. I guess what I'm wondering here is, are there some girls for whom this is going to be the right path to join the Boy Scouts? And there will still be girls who want to be in the Girl Scouts as we move forward.
Oh, absolutely. To paint with a broad brush and say, you know, one thing is right for every single person out there, I think would be a misstep. Certainly in the case of the young woman you were quoting there, it's certain for her that might be the right path. And the fact that she's taking that initiative and you know, fighting the good fight, if you will, that's important. It's important to support. At the same time, we know that, you know, based on the research we've done, based on the 100 years that we have of offering single gender programming to girls, that there are definite benefits for girls to develop slightly different skills than in a co-educational environment. So one of the big things we do, and I mentioned this earlier, is the girl-led aspect of Girl Scouts. Actually going and having, instead of having a leader directing everything going on in an organization, which happens in a lot of organizations, it's the girls who are making the choices at troop meetings, who are making the choices for what activities they want to do, these types of things, and what types of, you know, badges they want to earn, trips they want to go on. It is really the girls who are the focus of that decision-making process. And not to say that something like the Boy Scouts doesn't do that as well, but for girls in leadership programming, that really is a unique Girl Scout factor. Another big thing here is we're developing those critical thinking skills as well. So, you know, and we're completely supportive of girls who want to take either path. It's a tricky spot to be in. We definitely feel that we have, you know, we're the experts in girls in the outdoors. We're the experts in building leadership skills in girls. And you know, we're not backing off from that message anytime soon.
If there are a fair number of girls, a large number of girls, whatever we want to put this at, where, you know, it would catch our attention, who decide, no, the Girl Scouts isn't for me, and I'm going to join the Boy Scouts, or we actually were to see a pattern of girls leaving Girl Scouts for the Boy Scouts, at that point, do you then reevaluate? And I'm wondering if maybe some of that is already going on a little bit about looking at programs and saying, you know, are we appealing to the largest number of girls that we can appeal to?
Yeah, and that's a great question. We haven't at this point, and I think the Boy Scout Initiative kicks in, was it next year? I believe it's a phased-in program. So we haven't seen any kind of floodgate opening or girls leaving the organization, and we don't really expect to. Again, the girls who are involved in Girl Scouts have remarkably positive experiences for the most part. Obviously, some people aren't satisfied with everything they might get from any organization they join, but we typically don't see, you know, any kind of floodgate opening when other societal patterns occur. But at the same time, we want to kind of reinvent our image a little bit. It's unfortunate, I think, that we have people out there who may never have experienced Girl Scouts who are saying, oh, well, girls can only do this, this, or this. Only sell cookies in Girl Scouts. The cookie program is big. We love cookies. I love cookies. You know, everyone loves cookies. It's a big part of the entrepreneurship development skills. You know, selling cookies helps to develop five key skills in entrepreneurship, you know, developing critical thinking along the process. Those are vitally important. It's so much more than that, though. And if that's all you're getting out of Girl Scouts, or all you're seeing that girls get out of Girl Girl Scouts, you're missing, you know, 90% of the picture. We have very bold programming. We have a program coming up here in a few weeks. We've partnered with General Motors to do a design workshop where the girls are going to go in and learn about, you know, designing automobiles and the types of career paths that are available to them in that regard. We have programs coming up in forensics, film directing, entrepreneurship, college preparedness. We have all sorts of programs and skills to offer these girls. And, you know, this is the stuff they want. We listen to our members. We do girl talks on a regular basis where we go out and sit down with our members. Jan, our CEO, she does this on a regular basis. Go out, talk to the girls. What do you want to do? What are you excited about doing this year? What are the types of things that are of interest to you? And we listen to that and we put that into our programming.
The New York Times had an interesting piece where they argued that there's a lot of things the Girl Scouts do that the Boy Scouts might want to look at, and that the Girl Scouts kind of emphasize more often service and those sort of things, as opposed to maybe doing something, which is maybe a little more of what the Boy Scouts are emphasizing in terms of, you know, awarding badges and that sort of thing. I guess, though, that could lead to the question, does it make sense at any point to open up the Girl Scouts to boys?
Like, it's kind of a two-part answer. I think on the one hand, I think perhaps that analysis of the Girl Scouts is broadly misconstrued a little bit there. I think they, again, it hasn't looked deep enough into what the Girl Scouts does. This idea that the Girl Scouts in some way needs to be like the Boy Scouts, I think is a misstep. The Girl Scouts is a unique organization. You know, Juliet Gordon Lowe in 1912, she was working with the founder of the Boy Scouts. They were, you know, she saw benefit in what the Boy Scouts were doing. Starting the Girl Scouts, however, it's taken a different path. And there are certainly things that the Girl Scouts does that the Boy Scouts might not, and there's things where we have lots of overlap. One of the misnomers I see a lot is misstatements I see a lot is that, you know, Boy Scouts is more in the outdoors and girls is kind of doing arts and crafts stuff. And we love arts and crafts stuff. Everyone does, right? But at the same time, we have awesome outdoor programming. I saw an interview a while back where they were right around the time that this announcement was made, and someone had made a statement of, oh, well, girls come to Boy Scouts to learn how to light a real fire. And you know, we have fire building classes. We have outdoor survival classes. We have climbing walls. We just recently partnered with some great organizations and grant donors to build an adventure unit at our camp here just outside of Kalamazoo. Camp Marywood, we have a four-season indoor climbing wall. No other youth organization around here has an indoor climbing wall all year. This is the kind of programming, kind of bold stuff that we are offering and we're encouraging, and certainly we won't back off from pursuing. Now, the other half of that question, so I think the first half of that is, well, I think they got it wrong in terms of labeling girls is just, kind of more of the service. We do that. You know, our Gold Award, which oftentimes gets compared to the Boy Scouts Eagle Scout Award, it's similar, but it involves a large element of really connecting with the community, critically thinking about problems that are going on, and then taking action to resolve some issue. So, you know, whether that's building a gazebo in a park, starting a new program for a food drive, anything like that. We have, you know, and it's a long process. It's not an easy award to gain. And it's a huge step. It's a huge accomplishment for girls to earn that gold award. So to say that, you know, girls don't get out there and experience stuff as much is I think a little bit mistaken. We have destination trips where girls are going all over the world. We had members who were in Europe this past year who were having a great time. You can be involved not just in a troop, but you can be involved as an individual girl. There are so many different ways you can be involved with Girl Scouts. But I guess the second half of that question is, you know, is there a time or is there a point where Girl Scouts should let Boy Scouts or should let boys join? And at this stage and where we're at, we don't foresee that in the future. We're very much focused on the well-being and the development of leadership skills for girls, and we have a tried and true model, so we're going to stick with it. And again, going back to the idea of developing those leadership skills, if there are many other, you know, co-ed organizations and co-ed educational environments where girls are getting those benefits already, Girl Scouts offers that unique elements of here with this group of girls, with your leaders, you're making important decisions, you're choosing your own path, and you don't see that in other organizations. So we don't foresee that ever happening.
Simon Purdy, thank you very much for your time.
All right, thank you.
Simon Purdy is Continuous Development and Strategic Manager for the Girl Scouts Heart of Michigan. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.